Good morning. Peace be with you. So stay alert, for you neither know the day nor the hour for which the Lord will call for you. So the antiphon that we say before night prayer in the Liturgy of the Hours is simply this: protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. That sums up really truly our gospel and our readings that have been approaching the feast of Christ the King, which represents his second coming. How do we prepare for that coming? How do we stay awake and alert? Jesus tells a parable about 10 virgins who are waiting for the return of the bridegroom so that they may go into the wedding feast with him. We hear that 5 of them are foolish, which means they're acting on their own accord, their own strength, and their own desire. But the wise ones, and the word wisdom means to know as God knows, are acting on behalf of God, with God, and in his strength. But the parable is kind of strange, if you will, because you wonder if these wise virgins were so charitable, why don't they share their oil? And even further, if Jesus, who is the bridegroom, of course, in the parable, is so merciful, why does he not allow the foolish ones to enter? We know that the oil in the story, obviously, is the Holy Spirit, and that is the gift for which those who have plenty of oil have obtained through a life of grace. Now, the story is a little bit difficult for us because we don't live in this genre. We don't have bridesmaids waiting for the bridegroom. And I think if Jesus would tell this parable today, maybe he would use a different example, such as a marathon run. Now, one of my altar servers who now is in college, Sophia Alvarez, decided that she was going to run a marathon. Now, she was an athlete, but never ran a marathon. So she didn't just wake up and jump off the couch, stretch a little bit, and run 26 miles, like I would try to do. But she had to go through a training. Every day she longed and looked forward to that day where she would run this marathon. And she would gain the skills and the physicality, the increase of lung capacity as well as endurance. And so when that day came, after 4 hours, she accomplished her goal. What a goal, to be able to run a marathon. But that's what it is to be those who are waiting and keeping watch for Christ. We have to build that capacity to obtain enough oil, grace, the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, so that our lamps are always lit, no matter when he comes, that he may protect us while we're awake, and that we can sleep in peace because we're living in the fullness of his life. Now, why don't the wise virgins give any of their oil? Well, because they're wise. But even more so than that you cannot give something, a relationship with God, to someone else. That is something you developed, you built the capacity for, and they must do it on their own. If you remember in the Acts of the Apostles, when the apostles were confirming people, when they were laying hands on people, and when they were healing them, a man named Simon Argus came and said, "I want to buy your power so that I can do the same thing." The apostles were appalled by that. We cannot give you something that is not ours to give. We have this because of our relationship with Christ Jesus, who's given us the power to act in his name. So in essence, the foolish virgins run out of oil because they had not prepared for the coming of the bridegroom. What's interesting in the story too is that when they return, they knock to enter, but unprepared, they cannot enter. Any more than I could jump up off the couch and run a 26-mile marathon. They could not because they weren't permitted to, but because they were not prepared to do so. They had no relationship with the bridegroom. You know, often we think about this and we have to realize that God never sends anyone to hell. God never sends anyone to hell. Those who go to hell send themselves because they're unprepared. They have no grace, no Holy Spirit, no relationship with the Lord. And He cannot change that. That's a decision that we make. So when we sang in our responsorial psalm that it is your face I long for you are my love, that is the reason we do what we do and how we live in the Spirit. And we keep watch each day so at the end of the day we may rest knowing that the next day we'll be ready once again. So what should we do for our mission? I think that we should use this as their prayer every night, as we do in the Liturgy of the Hours, to pray, protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with you, and at sleep rest in peace, for we know we have lived the life of grace. When you come forward to receive our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, remind yourself that this is what transforms you. This is what expands your capacity for grace. This is what allows you to have enough oil for your lamps, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. When you receive Him, ask Him for those gifts of wisdom for sure, or courage, understanding, knowledge, right judgment, fear, and reverence, so that you may be ready when He calls you in the hour that He desires to share with you eternal life. And I promise I will do the same.